All right, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning.
All right. You know, we made a roster move yesterday, and Tomba was reinstated, so we've added Tomba back to the roster. And to do that, we had to waive a player, and we waived Cameron Sheffield to make room for Tomba. And so we're at 53, and we're on the number. Injury-wise, Bailey and Toribio and Kendrick Lewis will not practice today, but they're beginning to do some individual things and beginning to do some football-related things with that. Also, Wiley has some soreness in his ham, and he's not going to practice today. Limited is Flowers and Brown. We'll see what they can do, how much they can get done. But otherwise, everybody else, you know, they are okay. You know, the normal bumps and bruises that occur during a game, they've been worked on, but everybody else will be at practice. And so that's where we are there, you know. So we are prepping for Buffalo to try to get ready to see if we can go win a football game. And I think that's what the focus has to be, needs to be, and everything that we can put into preparing for the game, we need to put into preparing for the game so that hopefully we can go win and be even to give us a little bit more hope as we go through the rest of the season. But like I told them, you know, we got 15 games to play, so let's try to straighten some things out, get some things right, and see where that takes us. Okay, so with that, I'll open it up.
And you know, when you watch, I know some of the details were different, but when you watch the video of the Buffalo's game the other day, did it look similar to what happened to you guys?
Well, basically, when you turn the ball over, it's hard to win, and they turned the ball over, you know, like we did. Their defense struggled like ours did. Their special teams gave up a big return like ours did. And so, you know, there are similarities, yes.
Does that change at all preparation or you think mindsets of players when they have a result like both you guys had the first week going into the second week? Does it change how you think guys approach the game at all? I guess probably more emotionally than anything else.
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, their emotions are not going to be as high as you would like them to be, you know, as if you had won. But you still have to prepare for the next opponent. And so the routine doesn't change as far as scouting report, game plan, working in practice, you know, one of the things that you have to work on to try to win. And so that remains the same. Now, and getting them to get their spirits lifted, generally what happens as the week goes on and the next game becomes closer, then you put that last game further and further behind you because you know that you need to be at your best for the upcoming game, and then you begin to put all the focus on the upcoming game and put the last game behind you. And even when you win, you need to do that as well.
Is this a game that carries any sort of special significance? Guys have circled it because of what happened with Steve Johnson and Eric Berry last year.
I don't believe so. I mean, last year is last year, and this year is this year. And we need to focus on this year and trying to get better and trying to win the game.
Do you know what he's been focusing on, that play where he tore his ACL last year?
Not to my knowledge.
Eric seemed to think that they were coming after him last year. They wanted him out of the game. You agree with him?
Well, I don't know what – I know Eric – had mentioned that last year during the offseason, I think it was. He hasn't mentioned anything this year other than trying to prepare to win this game.
You think it's going to be difficult for him to go up against Steve Johnson?
I mean, I don't think Eric has any difficulty going up against anybody. He enjoys the game, he wants to play the game, and he wants to play it at a high level.
Well, yeah, I know you can only keep 53, but it seemed like with Sheffield and Gabe Miller, there was some hopes for them when camp started. Did they just not produce the way you guys had hoped when camp started?
Well, you know, every roster is a little different, and all circumstances are different. And you have some circumstances that you have to deal with as it relates to who you keep and who you don't keep. And even though you end up releasing a guy, that doesn't mean that the guy is not a good player or that you didn't like the guy. It just means that the circumstances didn't allow you to keep him. And so that happened in both of those cases.
What were the circumstances that led you to believe that Edgar Jones was more valuable for you guys than either of those two guys?
Well, Edgar has come in, and I think he's done a good job on special teams. He's shown that he's got some explosion, in his play. And so we like some of those things.
Romeo, what do you expect to see out of Tomba today?
Well, I hope I see that effort that he gives on every play, what he brings to the table as far as pass rush goes. I hope he hasn't forgotten anything and that he can step right in and go right along.
You don't expect him to be limited? I mean, he's full go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He should be full go.
Personality-wise, is he the kind of guy that coming off a game like you had can sort of just lift the entire spirit of the team just by being here again?
Well, I think that the way he approaches the game and the way he plays down in and down out, that impacts the guys around him because I think they want to play up to the level that he plays. And if, we can get guys playing up to the level that he plays, then you can lift the team.
Couple more guys.
A Chan Gailey offense. I'm sure you've tangled with him and his offenses probably several times in both of your careers. What does a Chan Gailey offense do?
Well, I'll tell you what, his offense is similar to many of the offenses in the league today, is multiple wide receivers. They're going to spread you out. They're going to try to force you to show your hand so that they can audible to what they consider to be the best play. And they're going to look for matchups, and if they can get a good matchup, they're going to try to take advantage of it. They're going to look at the numbers in the running game and run away from where you got numbers to try to improve their odds, And so I think that's what we're going to see.
After looking at what happened last week with Buffalo, are there some places where you feel like you have a clear advantage in this game?
No, I think the game is going to be a hard-fought game. Like you said, we just talked about the teams, and as you look at them, they're probably pretty equal. I think both offenses feel pretty good about where they are. Both defenses know that they need work. I think the special teams, they're going to work on return games. And then the team that executes the best, I think, will have the best chance to win.
All right. Thank you.